Shemon Esrei even with a snake around him. And the Gemara carries on and says, Afilu Melech Shoel B'Shloimoi. Even if a king is Shoel B'Shloimoi, king says good morning, we'll carry on davening Shemon Esrei. So the Tver Shloimoi in this week's parasha asks, what's the connection between, why is the Gemara choosing two examples which mamish are two opposites? You have a Nochosh on one hand, and you have a king on the other hand. What's the Shaychus between them? So the Tver Shloimoi says, a Mordeke Gedank, which is Gedarka B'Kodesh, and he takes Halachadike Gemara's, and he finds Avodas Hashem in him. He says, He says that there's two stairs, there's two disturbances that disturb a person from concentrating or focusing or davening. Number one, he says, a person sometimes feels down. He feels that he's not worthy of anything. He feels that, what are my tefillahs? Tefillahs, it's a hecher, a zacher, gehoiben, a zacher. It's something which is very lofty and deep and high. And what am I shaykh to all that? A bunch of them needs my tefillahs, pink meat and the whole Kali stroke. That's one big stair of the Yitzhahara. And then there's the opposite shter of the Yitzhahara. Sometimes fakir. Sometimes you have a good day and you're doing well and you feel, look, I'm learning well. You know, tefillah is not my yikah at this point. You know, I'm learning well and davening is not my yikah. So there's two shters on the opposite end. Either because you haven't got the confidence, so to speak, the Rabban Shalom wants your tefillah, or because you're too overconfident and you think that, you know, I'm a good guy. However I daven, I'm so good, Rabban Shalom listen anyway. Says it to Tver Shloimoi, and that's what this Gemara is coming, lafuki, both these mistakes. He says, for a person who feels, so to speak, down in the dumps, and he feels that his tefillahs are not worth anything, says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, filu, nochosh korach al kev, even if a person feels as low as the nochosh, he's the lowest of the lowest, he's positioned in the lowest position, even if a person feels a sinner, balaveira, he feels nothing of himself. Nevertheless, the Mishnah is telling us, don't stop davening. Don't let that be a reason to stop you from davening. You have to know fakir. Your cousin's got to carry on davening. And on the other hand, even if you feel gewaltig, you feel mamish, you feel the shechinah d'shoira on you, you feel so good about yourself in ruchnius, carry on davening. Davening meaning, tefillah le'oni ki atoif. Not a melech, tefillah le'oni ki atoif. Even if you're a melech, you're a memes and oni. He says that's why the Mishnah chose these two opposite ends. The emes is that, number one, it's a Tefer Shlomo l'shitosei ashtikl. Tefer Shlomo says in Parshas Noach, the most unbelievable thing, a scary thing. He says that why didn't Noach daven for Bnei Doer? He says it could be if Noach would have davened. The difference between Noach and Avram is Avram daven for Stoim, Avram was a daven, and Noach didn't daven for Anshei Doer. Says Tefer Shlomo, because Noach saw that what are my tefillahs worth? The Tefer Shlomo brought out a gzeira to destroy the world. So like a universal gzeira affecting the whole universe. My tefillahs, little Noach is going to stand in a vinkel and he's going to daven for the Rabbein Shalom to avert the decree of destroying the world. Who am I? Tver Shloimoi says that was Noach's mistake. Efshe, he could have saved the world due to a lack of, so to speak, confidence, or due to a lack of realization, recognition that Rabbein Shalom loved the tefillah of the Yidin and how powerful every tefillah is of every Yid. That was Noach's mistake that caused the marble. So Noach was somebody who fell to Nochash Korach al Kefai, and his chesaron was, the mistake was that he should have vayted daven. Tver Shloimoi says that in this week's parasha, he says Avram Avinu was the tikkun of the other end of the spectrum. He says, "Vayera Elov Avram, Vayera Elov Hashem Avram, Elov, Vayera Elov Hashem." Ilan Yamamrei. Bnei Shalom appeared to Avram. Avram Avinu reached the highest level where he gets mamish a private visit to Yechidus, and he didn't even have to go to the Rebbe for the Yechidus. The Rebbe came to him. So Bnei Shalom comes to Noach. Noach must have felt mamish the top of the world. Gevaltik. Bnei Shalom came to me. Nevertheless, continues the pasuk, "Vu Yosef Pesach Oil." Like an oni who's oimed the Pesach, stands at the door and he begs. For Yeshev Pesach oil, he feels that he's still, like the Noam HaMelech says, Zeh HaShal Hashem, Tzadikim Yevoivoi. Only those who always feel that they're still at the Shar, and they're the beggars outside, those are the Tzadikim Yevoivoi. Those are the ones that Bein Shalom is going to invite, Lassit Lovay, to come in. That's the Shaykh of this week's parasha. And then it's very Nageh, but there ain't, as the Pesach of Tehillim that says, Tikos of Zeus Ladar Achroin, Veloi Bozas Tfilosom, Tikos of Zeus Ladar Achroin. And the Chassidish Shesvarim explained that the Dor Achim, the Dor Ikas of the Mashiach, Tfilah is such a difficult thing. So difficult to feel connected. There's so many disturbances and interruptions and frustrations. And to Tfilah, there's so much heft upon him, or the Rabbein Shalom Shechina. To be able to daven is a very hard thing. A person shouldn't feel. Sometimes a person feels, if I can't daven, if I'm not focused, what's the point of my Tfilah? Our whole Dor is a Dor where it's hard to focus on Tfilah, on davening, on Tfilah. But nevertheless, Veloi Bozes Tfilosom is the cause of the Dor Achim. The Frat of the Dor Achra and the Dor Ikas of the Mashiach is Veloi Bozes Tfilosom. The Rabbein Shalom, Rabbein Shalom is not Mavaza anybody's Tfilah. Everybody has to realize both these halachas. And again, everybody has both these elements in their life. Sometimes you have a gewaltiger day, You feel like, you know, davening Murahetta, davening Marav, Bechidus, davening a quick Marav after 4 hours, Gemara Seder, come on, all I need now is a long Marav. And then Mitzvah Sheni, a person sometimes wakes up in the morning and doesn't feel good about himself. He had a bad, he had a urina yesterday, he says, don't feel like davening. So the Mishnah and both these things, you've got to carry on davening Shmoneh Esrei. Fakir, the Rabbeinu Shalom wants it. It's all Yetzirah. Finish up with a Mamshel, Noam HaMelech says, the Gevaltig Azach. Noam HaMelech says that whenever a person sets out to daven, always the Yetzirah comes to him and says, Verbisti, what are you worth already? Hashenke, when a person wants to battle, that a person wants to go to the beach, so the Yetzirah says to him, suddenly a feeling comes into him, yeah, you're good, you're fine, you've learned so well, you deserve an afternoon off, you deserve a week off. Says, Noam HaMelech, you got to turn it upside down. He says, when the Yetzirah comes to you and says to you, what are you davening, what are you learning for? What is he like? You got to say, what are you talking about? I'm great. The Rebbeinu Shalom loves me. He wants my davening. The person wants to go to the beach. He says to himself, do I really deserve it? I should learn another day very, very hard. You should turn it around. That's mamish the same nakuda. The Tiferes Shleimer says, al ein mavirin ala mitzvot. On the vod, ein mavirin ala mitzvot, says the Tiferes Shleimer, ein mavirin, b'shach, you're about to do a mitzvah, ein mavirin, don't think of your averus. The person doesn't think of it. As soon as he starts davening, as soon as he starts learning, suddenly he thinks of all his averus. That's kula yitzahora. Ein mavirin ala mitzvah. Don't think of your averus b'shach the mitzvah. You should be zeichet to have a clear head and to be able to push and to plow and not to let any koichas around disturb.